This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatraj Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 15th of April, that is Wednesday. Well, Indian market that started off on a strong note failed to hold on to the gains, in fact, and closed in the red amid weak global cues as well as the extension of the lockdown, which is likely to impact India Inc. in the coming quarters as well. Now, the global shares market dipped into red as warning of the worst global recession since the 1930s underlined the economic damage done during the coronavirus pandemic, even as some countries try to reopen for business. Now, the International Monetary Fund predicted that the world this year would actually suffer its steepest downturn since the Great Depression of 1930s. Now, tracking weaker global cues, Nifty 50 in fact failed to hold on to that 9,000 levels, which in fact it gained in the intraday trade, while Sensex saw a dip of more than 1,000 points from its intraday high. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex fell 310 points to close at 30,379, while the Nifty 50 was down 68 points to close at 8,925. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in FMCG, realty, capital goods, as well as metals, while profit taking was visible in banks, finance, auto, oil and gas, and telecom stocks. Now, the broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index was up 1.3%, while the small cap index closed with gains of 1.1%. Now, the centers has released, or in fact, it revised guidelines for the extended coronavirus lockdown to reduce the pain for millions of people, especially the daily wage earners. However, that failed to lift sentiment. Now, Indian markets seemingly set aside the economic implications of the extended lockdown, although it lost ground on the negative opening in the European market. Now, with the earnings season starting, management commentary on the impact of COVID-19 on their respective business will be in focus. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Almost all the sectors have been affected by the lockdown, and the market will try to measure the future financial impact of this rather than focusing on the previous quarter numbers. That is expected to drive stock-specific moves in the market in the coming days. Now, IT companies will officially kick off the earnings season, and investors will be keen on how the virus spread has impacted their revenues and the location in which these services are offered. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Shree Cements, Britannia Industries, HUL, as well as UPL. Top Nifty losers include names like HDFC Bank, Bajaj Finance, Hero MotoCorp, as well as Kotak Mahindra Bank. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the FMCG index, which is up 4.3%, followed by the realty index that was up 1.9%, and the capital goods index closed with gains of 1.3%. Now, profit taking was visible in BankX, which was down 2.4%, followed by the finance, which was fell 2.3%, and the auto index was down 1.6%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was visible in stocks like Bosch, Wipro, Apollo Hospitals, UPL, Motherson Sumi, as well as HUL. Long buildup was visible in stocks like HUL, Escorts, Motherson Sumi, Glenmark, as well as Ramco Cements. Short buildup was visible in stocks like Just Dial, TVS Motor, Wipro, as well as Muthoot Finance. Well, more than 30 stocks on the BSE bucked the trend and hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Sanofi India, Dr. Reddy Laboratories, Cipla, Sun Pharma, Bajaj Healthcare, among others. So most of the pharma stocks were in focus. In fact, they hit a fresh 52-week high and bucked the trend. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, the last three sessions of price action is suggesting that Nifty is on consolidation mode with 8,900 as the lower base of the minor consolidation zone. A breach of 8,900 can actually induce more selling pressure in the index, but weakness will be confirmed on a close below 8,792 levels, which could take the index towards 8,550 and 7,850. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, contrary to the strength in Nifty, shall be expected on a close above 9,112 levels. Traders are advised to avoid buying the dip, but can consider fresh long positions on a close above 9,112 levels for the initial target of 9,390. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.